Live from Patriot Studios, this is Soldiers of Patriotism with your hosts, Uncle Bing and Michael Bing.
Texas and Tennessee, baby. United States of America. Thank you, Mr. Ronald Reagan. I hope everybody can hear me. I'm using a new computer, and right now it's kind of acting a little goofy, but I don't think it's no goofier than what I am. But anyways, if you can hear me all right, just shout out and chat or something like that, and that way I know that you can hear me. I wanted to talk to you today about something that happened to me last week. And actually, not last week. It's been a culmination of things, but it happened to me a few weeks ago. I got into a pretty good car accident. And by the way, I'm sorry. I am remiss. The number here is 718-305-7176, and you're listening to Soldiers of Patriotism on conservativenationradio.org. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful Sunday, actually. It's really nice weather up here in Tennessee. My brother Michael is going to be a little late. A friend of his died, and he's going to his funeral and that kind of thing. So he's just going to be a little late. He's going to call in from the road or on his way home. But I wanted to talk to you about one of the seven deadliest sins, which is envy. And I've witnessed this just myself this past week or two, I guess. If you follow me, you know that I was in a pretty good car wreck a few weeks ago. And, you know, I didn't get a scratch on me. I was really freaked out. And I tell you what, I kind of wake up every day and I pinch myself to think that, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you, and you know, I'm sorry about my ADD kicking in, but have you ever been in some kind of accident or something where you just came and walked through without a touch, without a scratch, and you're thinking, I should have died? You know, why am I still alive? You know, and there's a little bit of a mind game there, you know, with you for a little while later, because you're thinking, I should not be here, you know. I shouldn't be here. There's no reason I should be here, but I am. I am for a reason. I don't know what that reason is, really. You know, I pray about it, and I just don't know what that reason is. But I did a 360 in my car, in my truck. I got a little Chevy S10, had one. I ain't got it no more. Flipped it over once, ended up into a tree. Anyways, I walked away without a scratch. I was fortunate enough to have some money and so on that to go ahead and actually I lucked into a deal where I bought a Cadillac, a 2001. It's 12 years old, people. Okay, but it's fully loaded. It's pretty nice. But the whole week, it's everybody, you know, the whole maybe week and a half, everybody's just giving me a bunch of crap about it, and you know, they're just envious, I think. I don't know. Maybe they're just wanting to mess with my head. But there's some people that really like it. They really think it's cool. They want to go for a spin. And there's other people that actually downright hate me for the fact that I got a 2001 Caddy. I mean, is that freaking weird or what? You know, I'm sitting there going, I can't believe this. But then I look around at some of the other countries in this world that envy what we have as the United States of America. In 250 plus years, we've became a mega powerhouse to where they envy us and they hate us. And not just people in other countries, but people in our own country. The liberals in this own country, they hate us. They hate what we stand for. Freedom, democracy, a republic, a representative republic. A group of people that do not sit there and put their women on a back burner, that do not sit there and as a society as a whole, beat their kids, you know, and beat their women to get them to subside to whatever they feel is whatever their whims are. Okay, let's just put it that way. We don't cut people's heads off as a norm, unless you're in the military, and anything goes when you're in the military. I got no problem with that. We don't take freedoms away from our people in this country, or we shouldn't. But I sit there and I look at some of the lemmings, I call them, so-called lemmings, on the springboard of the GOP wagon out there. And there's always a head lemming that are making the other lemmings jump off the cliff or fall over the cliff. In this case, it's our own party, or some of our own party, I guess. Some of us have disowned ourselves from the GOP. We got the John McCains of the world. Who would have thought? You know, war hero, veteran. And he's sitting there, I really can't say what I think he's doing with Barack Obama on the air, because I'd probably get kicked off, but, you know, just, you know, put that as a visual, a mental visual. Lindsey Graham, his little stepchild, John McCain's stepchild that follows him around like a little lost boy somewhere, a lost dog. Two of our senators in Tennessee that disgust me, totally disgust me, Lamar Alexander and Bob Corker. And they're sitting there following in jackboot's step with Lindsey Graham and with John McCain and with Barack Obama. And it disgusts me to no end, because I just can't envision the fact that Tennessee has two sitting senators. Well, actually, I can, okay? But I can't really fathom that Tennessee has two sitting senators in Lamar Alexander and the other guy, Corker. That, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought there for a second. But that we are sitting there with two senators in a red state that's got a Republican House, got a Republican Congress, Republican Senate, and we've got two boobs up there. Can I say boob? Yeah, I think I could say boob. We got two boobs from Tennessee up there that need to be run out on a railroad car. They need to be just run out of town. They're antithetical to what Tennessee is. Tennessee is a volunteer state, not a bend-me-over state. And it really makes me sick. But we got calls on the line, and the number here, you're listening to Soldiers of Patriotism. Number here is 718-305-7176. That's 718-305-7176. And actually, I'm going to take just a short, I'm going to take a short break here, because the time is coming up. I'm going to go ahead and get Kurt in on the line, just to get him on. Hi, Kurt. How you doing?
Hey, Ben. I'm fine. How about yourself? Other than your problem with the neighborhood idiots there that you're speaking of.
Well, you know, yeah, Kurt, it's like envy is just like, I've never envied anybody else for anything that they had, okay? I might have sat there and said, wow, that's a cool gun. I'd like to have that. But, you know, I don't sit there and personally, you know, try to attack them. I've had people just say, oh, yeah, you know, they get downright nasty with you or whatever it might be, you know? And I'm just not into it anymore.
Well, thing that, hey, listen, why do you think that envy was listed as one of the seven deadly sins? I mean, it's talked about in the Bible. It's been here ever since there have been people on this earth. Okay, I'm some older than you, and I'm going to tell you a whole story real quick about back when I was a kid. My dad, we farmed like everybody else in this neighborhood just about. We scratched in the dirt to try to make a living, and something, an opportunity came up, and they started taking the trains off, the passenger trains that hauled the mail. My dad put in a bid for what they call a star mail route, hauling the mail from Paris, Tennessee to Paducah, Kentucky, and back. And he got it. Well, some of the neighbors around here, I'm going to make this brief, but the reaction among some of the neighbors who farmed just like he did, they went absolutely ballistic. I mean, they couldn't stand the idea that he had taken what was obviously a step up. He didn't have to dig in the dirt anymore the same way they did, you know, and the way we had been all the time. And, you know, the envy came out. I mean, I could tell you stories for the rest of this 2 hours about what happened, but you get the picture. Yeah, people, envy it's been around for a long time, and it's real, and it's there, and it's going to stay there, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, like I said earlier in the monologue, and it was a short monologue. I mean, it's an open show today. It's just a light. I call it Soldiers of Patriotism light. you know, where you don't really, you know, gain anything from it. You know, you're not gonna get like bloated. But I don't know, man. It's just I look around at people. I seen Barack Obama on his speech there in Illinois. I think it was. This week, and maybe it was Michigan. It was Michigan, I think, Detroit. And you know, I'm sitting there looking. Okay, he's having a speech. He's got Michelle up there all the time talking about how people are so obese, and that, you know, that we need to we need to curtail that. And you look in the right hand corner over there on the screen behind him, and here's this woman that weighs about 800 pounds. And she just clapping, you know, and I'm sitting there going, what is this? You know, he should turn around and say, look, you're part of the problem here, but he's not. He is part of the problem. He's a community instigator, and that's what it is. That's all it is. But Kurt, you wanted to talk a little bit. I got a little break coming up, and then right after that, we can get you in if you wanted to discuss that post.
I got a thing that Chip Murray posted on TradAm that I want to talk about a little bit. So when you get done with your break there, we'll do that, okay?
All right, buddy. Well, you're listening to Soldiers Patriotism, and the number here is 718-305-7176. You can also catch us at conservativenationradio.org, conservativenationradio.org. And the leftist media would like conservatives like us to think that we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness. But don't be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals by 2-1, according to numerous polls, even by liberals. If you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It's called traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAm, as we call our home. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is a place where real conservatives meet up without turf wars. You leave your colors at the door, boys and girls, and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up, find out what's happening, and be a part of the conservative revolution. All on traditionalamericanmovement.com. You have to register there, and then one of us will approve you, and then you'll be right in. It's a liberal free zone. I hope to see you there soon.
This is Kevin Wade, and you're listening to Soldiers of Patriotism with Michael B. and Uncle Bing on Conservative Nation Radio.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You must be your fairy godmother.
In the classic fairy tale, Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits.
In our world, the right fit can be just as important.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in there.
Especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size.
Oh, that does make a difference.
To make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
Happy to see you. Thank you.
Remember, you're responsible for protecting your children. Their happily ever afters are in your hands. For even more information about choosing the right car seat, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message has been brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back to Soldiers Patriotism. A little bit of Beck there. I like Beck. The number is 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. And it's just pretty much an open, it's kind of lazy day here today in Tennessee anyways. Brother Michael just texted me and said the funeral over there is just getting started, so he's going to be a little bit later than what he thought. But that's cool. Anyways, we got Kurt Blackwood online, and he is wanting to go ahead and do a little bit of a mini rant, or at least discuss something that was a post from was it Chip Murray, Kurt? And welcome back to Southern Patriotism.
Yeah, Bang. Chip Murray posted this on ThreadM just this morning. Now, I know that everyone that's a member of ThreadM will be able to see this, but some of our members might accidentally skip over this. I mean, it's impossible to read everything, I think, that gets posted.
Especially from Chip. Chip is pretty prolific as a writer. songwriter,
Chip,
a regular, I mean...
Chip is, I mean, he's dynamite. When you combine his talent, his personal talent, with the people that he reaches out and grabs some of their stuff and pulls it in, which is what he's done here. Now, what I want Ron Adcox, who I know is on here, to, if you will, do me a favor, and to go over and pick up the link for this article, this piece by Chip, and post it on there, along with the links for Brandon Smith. What we have here, folks, I know that all the ThreadMers will be able to read this and anybody else that wants to log into ThreadM, but I want you to hear some of these words when this goes out to people who may not be members of ThreadM, and when it gets downloaded for the people that check the archives and read it out. I want this message that Chip is conveying here to spread as much as possible, and he hit a spot with me. I've been somewhat disgruntled, even dismayed, the past few weeks. I'm not seeing the level of activity out of a lot of people that I wish was there. It's almost as if some are starting to disengage. It's like they've gone. They've crawled in a hollow log somewhere, and you can see two eyes peeping out, but they won't come out. and engaged. They won't contribute anything to the cause. So what I'm going to quote Chip Murray, who part of the time is quoting Brandon Smith, okay? He starts off with this statement. Oligarchs and tyrants still attack the foundations of natural law and natural liberty by conning the public into believing that these inherent belief systems are antiquated or passé. But this strategy has a limited effect as long as strong freedom champions exist. That's Brandon Smith's guy, and he's exactly right. But we're the key to getting this message out. But we have to bang the drum long and loud and continuously. I'm going to hop down here to something that he included in this, and this is Chip talking. And he said, Chris Christie hasn't merely jumped in bed with the statist by referring to Rand Paul and libertarians as dangerous. He wined and dined them and gave them a foot and full body massage first. The attack on Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and the man who is fighting the NDAA, Dan Johnson, came right after the Oath Keepers. Snowden is a hero ad campaign for bringing the darkest sins of our government to light. The vote to defund the NSA surveillance program lost by 12 votes in the House last week, 12 votes. What he's doing here, folks, he's calling our attention to some of the things that are going on that are absolutely unconscionable. I mean, it's outrageous. And he refers here to Eric Holder's Justice Department. No, it's Eric Holder's Injustice Department. But his DOJ authorized, funded, and dispatched a small army of radicals, which included Black Panthers, to Sanford, Florida last year to essentially overturn Florida's own system of justice in the Zimmerman case. We've seen this happen, and we know it happened. Folks, now is the time. And again, back to what Chip says here. Now is the time to call out the pretenders. And I know Fred's listening. And this is right up Fred's alley. This is Fred's sermon. This is Fred's message. He preaches it every day. Call out the pretenders. Call their bluff. Make them show you their hand. Calmly challenge the Alinskyites at the local level and work your way out. Invite them to debate you publicly. Before, if you're going to do that, be sure you know what you're talking about, though. But invite them to debate you publicly on the merits of issues from climate change and regionalism to our Second Amendment rights and gun control. And watch them shrill up. Nobody understood this any better than Andrew Breitbart. Nobody exposed the lie as effectively, powerfully, and frequently as Andrew Breitbart did. Remember these Brandon Smith words. The truth, when wielded by formidable warriors, rolls forward like a high-velocity electric storm. Let those words sink in, folks. I believe that. And he says, I have seen the other side of our trend line. Trust me, as hard as this may seem, you can't possibly imagine the nightmare fruit our complacency appeasement would otherwise yield us at this critical time. The last thing to be aware of is this cold, hard fact. On every stage, from local to regional and global, they will attempt to buy you with various pay-to-play schemes. Once they pay and you play, they own you. Commit to yourself and ask God to grant you the courage to live every moment of every day with honor, courage, and integrity. And you will deny them the very access to your greatest power. And then Brandon Smith's closing words for this article. It's a bit ironic, but usually what evil men want most is to be seen. seen as saviors, as guardians and protectors. They want to be seen as benevolent knights in shining armor, coming to the rescue of the poor, oblivious multitudes. When any information war hits its climax, the goal of either side is to maintain the moral high ground. We already have it, and thus, they have to take it. How they will seek to do this is at once predictable and horrifying. Those are Brandon Smith's words. Pay heed to them, people. But as he said, we already have the high ground. It's up to us to keep it and to maintain it. And
yeah, it's up to us. It's up to us to hold it, to stand firm.
I posted a reply. I'm trying to toot my horn. This was just what came to my mind, and I posted it for the world to see as a reply to what Chip said here. Four words: live free or die. It's that simple, folks. Live free or die. Back to you, Bing.
Thank you, Kurt. Thank you so much. That was just, I mean, you know, Chip Murray is just a great writer, and I tip my hat to him. I don't see how somebody can write so prolifically as he does, but he does, and he does it every day. Every day he releases something, and you might not agree with him. Yeah, he's got a God-given talent, that's for sure. Sometimes I want to kick his God-given talent in the butt because he posts so much, but it's like, yeah, hey, you got to love it, you know, you got to love it. It's absolutely fantastic to me that astounds me to a point that some people in this country have taken their rights so lackadaisical. They're laissez-faire. It's just, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be, you know. And we want more. We want more government. We want, you know, because they're envious of what other people have. And I wanted to focus this show on envy because a lot of this stuff comes down to envy. We, you know, the government envies what we can do as producers. Now think about this. Each of you guys are producers. You produce a certain product, which is your labor, that companies want. If they want it, that's up to the company. It's not up to the government to dictate to the company that, well, you have to hire them. You have to pay them a certain amount of money, you know, because that's what their labor is worth. That's not up to the government. That's up to the business. It's free market capitalism, and people have to understand that, yeah, envy the people that are sitting there making more than you, but understand how they're getting there. And you don't have to envy them. You can just say, I respect that. I respect that a lot. I respect that people are doing something different, or maybe they're not even making any money. Look, the Three Stooges all died poor. Our founding fathers, most all of them, died poor. They didn't make a ton of money, but they had something to say, Kurt. You know? They had something to say, and they had something that they did that was worthy of achievement in this country. And that's what I think people, I think, forget, you know, I think they get into some kind of, mental game or whatever, where what you got is what they should have. And that's what this class envy and this class warfare that Barack Obama and his administration is perpetuating on the American people. Kurt, thank you. And I'm going to put you on hold just for a second. We'll get you on here later. And I got this short break, and we'll be right back.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria.
Highlands Military is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Military offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Military at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Military, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Military at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Military. And thank you for your service. The opinions, views, and ideas expressed by the hosts, guests, and callers on conservativenationradio.org are exclusively their own and are not necessarily the opinions, views, and ideas of the owners, advertisers, management, or staff of conservativenationradio.org. Thank you for listening to conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Welcome back to Soldiers of Patriotism. And the call-in number here is 718-305-7176. You can hit that little Skype button up top there, and you can also get in if you got Skype. I kind of highly recommend Skype. I think there's a lot of buzz going around about, you know, who's spying on who, whatever. I already see my NSA folder, FBI folder at least, and it's pretty thick, so I don't really have a problem with that. But I like Skype. It's like a couple bucks, $2-3 a month, and you can call all over the place. Conservative Nation Radio is proud to welcome Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance to our lineup on Mondays. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, that's where I am, the issues that affect Tennesseans are spreading out all over America. And look, people, there's people in the chat channel right now that are saying, oh, Ted Cruz. Well, look, we have people in this state, in our state of Tennessee, that could be the next Ted Cruz, and your state too. So we just have to get them elected. But Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday. So make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council, Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central on Conservative Nation Radio, where America always wins. And I'll tell you what, getting back to, you know, we've got some people in chat Casey, Skype is a free service, but if you want to get like a long distance, somebody just text me or wrote me that in chat, then you have to pay a little bit for it. But it's cool. I'm all right with it. But the John McCain's of the world, and as Kurt said earlier, you know, you need to stand your ground. We are shrouded with the shield of righteousness. We know what is right. We know what's wrong. You know, I feel like I preach to the choir here, you know, each and every week. But We need to keep doing that. We need to keep doing it. We need to keep getting people involved. I had somebody the other day that just, you know, that came up to me and said, you know, I can't believe what you're doing. You know, and I'm like, what? They're like, I can't believe what you're doing. You know, you're on the radio, you're doing all this stuff. I'm like, well, you know, that's just the way I am, you know. I mean, I was going to say to them, well, I can't believe what you're not doing. You know what I mean? Because they were over there, you know, not doing anything, you know. Thanks for the kudos, but I mean, you know, get off your butt and get out there and do something. But we got some people, we've got other people from Tennessee, we got some other people. I invite you to join. It's 718-305-7176. And I'm going to get, let me see, who's been holding on here? Casey Jones. Let's get Casey in here. Casey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was waiting. I wanted to talk to Michael because I haven't received any more information on the book and stuff. But if he can't be here, that's okay.
Oh, the book from Gary?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah, I'll make sure I get that top priority to you.
Okay. Oh, just one thing. I know I've been spamming the chat room, but I'm hosting an after show for Soldiers of Patriotism, and I posted the link in the chat. So if anyone wants to call on in, it's a round table for everyone. So just.
Oh, great. Good deal, man. Now Casey, you're like a regular here now. And we love it, you know. And just tell people, you know, a little bit about your background. I mean, how old are you? You know, where you go to school? Anything you want to tell?
Okay. Well, I actually made a mistake. You know, I posted that I had messed up. I hit the wrong button and it posted I was 15. Actually 13 years old. I go to Bridgeport Middle School in Bridgeport, Texas. I'm a former liberal. I was raised to be liberal because my dad raised me that way. But after I've listened to you and a couple of other shows, I got interested in looking into what y'all were all about. And it turns out that I didn't know all about what was going on in the Democratic Party.
Let me just ask you something, brother, because, you know, you're a young guy. I mean, you got the whole rest of your life. I mean, I'm 53, man. I'm old, dude. But let me ask you, I mean, what was the big major deciding factor that turned you away from the Liberal Party? If I can describe it as that.
I mean, all the hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy?
All the hypocrisy that Obama's doing and, you know, just the entire Democratic Party. Like, I thought that Obama said that he was a Christian and that he read the Bible cover to cover, but he doesn't mention that he knows about gay marriage being in the Bible.
Oh! So it was basically the hypocrisy on the gay marriage issue.
Yeah, and the whole gay marriage issue. Because, and I called him before the election, and I was like, Obama, 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 gay marriage, gay marriage, gay marriage. But I turned to Christ, and I figured out that, oh my gosh, this is a sin. So I was okay. Maybe I should look into something. Back.
Yeah, the contrary to popular belief, there is somebody higher up on the scale of righteousness than Barack Obama, you know.
Jesus Christ, yes.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go ahead and get this roundtable going a little bit early because we got people that are just waiting on hold here for quite a while. If you don't mind, Casey, I'm going to bring in Scott.
Oh, yeah, I know
Ron.
That's a good friend of mine.
Hi, Scott. Scott Whiting and Ron, how you doing there, respectively?
Doing well.
Scott, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Going about Scott. Let me talk about something that's going to happen on Tuesday here around Chattanooga. Obama's coming to town. Aren't you excited?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
And the Chattanooga Tea Party, who I'm kind of loosely affiliated with, at least I get their emails, and but they have got a program going to happen at 12, from 12 to 2, over at, right beside Amazon, where Obama's going to be having his little speech, his little tale of lies and deceit, and talk about all the foolishness and everything that's going on with all these scandals.
Yeah, the false, the phony
don't
scandals.
Don't mean anything.
Yeah, and, the phony scandals, man. Oh, just so
phony.
Hey, move on,
fool.
Move on. Nothing to see.
The guy's a fool. But anyway, the tea teams, you know, I'm a member of the Georgia tea team and the coordinator for North Georgia, Rick Mitchell is coming up, and me and my wife and him are going to go together. And there's about 20 of us in our group, hoping that we're hoping come. And I'd like to see 20,000 people up there at Amazon protesting Obama. That'd be the biggest dream that I ever had come true if that could happen. Anybody within the sound of my voice that can get to Chattanooga, give me a ring and we'll go.
And that's going to be at Amazon, right?
It's right beside Amazon. We can't get on Amazon's property, according to Mark West, the guy that heads up the Tea Party up here. But we can get on the sidewalk, and we can get in that private parking lot that's right before you go to the entrance of it. And so that's where they're going to have the meeting, and the rally is going to be in that parking lot.
Well, now you're confusing me there, buddy, because you said Amazon, and I'm thinking, is that what they're calling Michelle nowadays or what?
No, that's breasts that are large, not ass.
Oh, all right.
You got that mixed up a little bit.
Yeah, I was a little bit confused, man. It's been a short week for me, I guess, or long week, I guess, one of the way. But, yeah, I just thought maybe you meant you were going to hang out with Michelle over there. But.
Yeah, right. Hang. I can hang around, but I ain't hanging out or in.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the update from Georgia. I'm going to put you back on hold a little bit.
All right.
Get Scott in here. Hey, Scott. How you doing, man?
Okay.
I don't know, we had some feedback issues or something like that, so.
Well, I had the volume cranked up so I could hear what was going on while I was out in the kitchen. And when you unmuted the mic, it probably had a feedback issue.
Oh, are you cooking? What are you cooking?
No, just getting a cup of coffee. But I'm back now.
You don't cook? So what do you think about that? What do you think about... you know, the fact that we got people that just envy us so much that they want to destroy us.
Well, other than obviously, gee, aren't you all jealous? But I also kind of feel along the lines of bring it. I mean, sure, I'll admit, you know, being somebody who's suffering a bit financially at the moment, you know, occasionally I'll see somebody with their nice brand new Escalade, or a shopping cart full of all name brand groceries being loaded into their Escalade, and I think to myself, gee, you know, it must be nice. But at the same time, I also know darn well that if I'm ever in their position again, my answer to that is, yeah, it sure is nice.
Yeah,
but I have to
put
myself
in
check when I start to think like that, because that's not good thinking.
No, it's not. You know, it never is, because it leads to this thing that we have here called class envy, class warfare, that kind of stuff. So it's never a good thing.
No. However, you know, while people like me and, you know, many here may occasionally have a feeling like, gee, it must be nice to take that kind of a vacation or stay at that kind of a hotel or whatever, we also tend to put it in check. We tend to, you know, realize that, yes, we think that way, but it's also that they're more fortunate. They've had more success in some ways than we have, and it's really not their fault, and it's not entirely our fault. It's just the way it is.
Right. It's the free market. It's just the way things go. But we're going to take a quick break here, Scott. Thanks for calling in. I can put you back on mute here because your mic's feeding back a little bit. Yeah, we'll take a quick break again, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Soldiers of Patriotism on conservativenationradio.org. Call in number 718-305-7176. Please give me a jingle, man. Love to hear from you.
If you love America, you're among friends here. conservativenationradio.org.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on. Smile. Oh, honey. He's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah. Maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
And you're back on Soldiers of Patriotism with your host, Uncle Benny. The number here is 718-305-7176. And we're just kind of talking, kind of kicking the tires on a few different things around here. But I'm kind of interested in your take, and I'm looking at the chat room here and so on, about your take on Mr. Wiener. I mean, is this guy is still, there's people actually that want to vote for this guy? That's what I can't believe. I can't understand this. This guy is sexting, and not even sexting. I mean, this is perverted stuff. And we're not investigating this. We're not investigating Benghazi. We're not investigating SEAL Team 6 getting, you know, pretty much blown out of the sky. We're not investigating that. But no, we'll put somebody in charge to make sure that George Zimmerman walks a straight line. It's hypocritical, as Casey said earlier. It's very hypocritical. You know, we've got the liberal established. I don't even know what that means anymore. I think that includes the GOP. The GOP is in on it. I really do. They're in on it too. They're in on the fix. McCain's in on it. Lindsey Graham's in on it. I can't sit there and just blame liberals anymore. I'm so freaking tired of waking up every day and fighting my own party, or the people I think that are in my own party, conservatives, because I'm not a GOP member. But I'm so tired of fighting these people every day. And I do fight them every day. Pretty much. I mean, sometimes you just, you know, there's some of them that you just want to say, you know, you ain't worth messing with anymore. You just ain't worth messing with. And then I sit there and look, and we've got the George Zimmerman trial, and the media went in, you know, they're all wetting their pants over there, and, you know, their balls have pretty much shriveled up, and they're ovaries have shriveled up and ran down their legs. And, you know, they're just hopping around like, you know, oh, we've got red meat, we've got red meat. And they want Eric Holder to prosecute George Zimmerman. For what? I thought he was already acquitted. We've got a juror that was taken totally, in my opinion, out of context by ABC, I think it was, that just taken out of context. You know, it's the same thing. I mean, ABC, MSNBC, Scripted World, you know, Network, whatever, they all do the same thing. They just interject whatever they want. And people actually believe this. They actually believe it. Because they don't know the truth. They don't know anything else. They don't read anything else. And so serious. I mean, they read Yahoo News. That's where a lot of people get their news from. I didn't know that. But that's where they get their news from. Yahoo News. Yoo-hoo. And that's what they take as gospel. That's what they take as what's going on out there. They don't look at, you know, there's even people out there saying that, you know, we ought to put censors on Drudge Report and so on. Why? Why do you have to put a censor on anything unless it does not agree with you? Liberals are all about tolerance. They're all about tolerance, except when it comes to the tolerance of thought. They don't want you to be able to speak. They don't care. They want theirs, and they don't want you to have yours. There's 13 new proposed taxes in the Obamacare amendment. Well, we didn't know about that, did we, Nancy Pelosi? I guess she must have used her broom that she flies around on, and she swept all that under the rug somewhere. We don't know about a lot of stuff that they're coming out with. We don't know about this deal that John McCain's got with President Barack Obama. It's got some kind of deal. Something's going down. Something's going down there. I don't know what it is, but something's going down. And it's not pretty. It ain't going to be pretty. It hasn't been pretty for a long time. We've got to defund, and we've got to defund Obamacare. We've also got to deal with the illegals in this country. You got Paul Ryan, the Tea Party favorite, the water boy now. He's the water boy, the Barack Obama water boy. And I'm sorry, I called out Marco Rubio for this kind of crap that he was pulling with this illegal immigration, you know, amnesty. You know, but no, they want to call it, they want to disguise it as some kind of pretty term and stuff like that. It's amnesty. Amnesty, look, this is what amnesty is, people. Amnesty is when somebody comes into your house and they sit there and rape your wife, or they beat your dog up, or they beat your kids up, and you sit there and a judge goes ahead and says, no, you know, you're all right. That's fine. We don't really care that, you know, rape that man's wife, or you beat his dog, or, you know, beat his kids up. You can go. Amnesty is a bank robber that goes in and robs banks, and the judge says, ah, you're free to go. It's okay. These people are breaking into our house. Our house collectively as a country. They're breaking into our house. They've committed a crime. And if any fool out there thinks that we're gonna secure the border, we've already tried this. There's already laws on the books. We're not following them. We're not following up on them. We're not enforcing them that will secure the border. And people think that's the road to citizenship. Let me tell you something. I live in a predominantly Mexican community here, where I live in Tennessee. And I would say that 90% of the Mexicans here, I would say even more than that, maybe 92-95%, don't want to be Americans. If they wanted to be Americans, they would talk English. They would speak English. If they wanted to be Americans, they would not put up a fight. They would go down and get their they would be legal, even if it meant going back home to come into this country. They don't want to assimilate. They don't want to be with us. They just want our freebies. They just want our money. That's all they want. I read somewhere that I think one illegal immigrant, and I mean calling it immigrant, they're illegals. One illegal can make over $35,000 a year, more than what a person in this country that's legal that was born here can make, because they get free subsidies. They send their kids to school for free where we have to pay for it. We had a wheel tax here in Tennessee, and I digress a little bit, but I voted for it. You know why I voted for it in this county? I voted for it because they all own cars, but they don't all own property. And if I didn't vote for, if I voted against it, my property taxes would have went up. So that's the situation I was telling you, that I'm tired of waking up every morning having to fight these people. What's the better of the two evils? What is it? Is it voting for the property tax or voting for the wheel tax per car? To me, it was a clear choice to me, voting for the wheel tax, because they don't own property. They have no inclination to own property because it puts their name on something. But they own cars. Their girlfriends own cars. Their friends own cars that they drive. So that's why I voted for the wheel tax. And some might say, I know they're having a wheel tax over there in White County where I live close, but hey, you know, I know they don't want it, but it's inevitable they're going to have it. I'm just telling you, we need to get together, as Kurt said earlier, on a lot of these issues. And a lot of these issues don't mean sitting there on your butt. They mean getting up, getting active, getting out there, doing things, doing something to create a change. And it starts with you all out there. It starts with all of you. We'll be right back.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to stand for America now.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Before
I'm about to break. How many other talk show hosts you know that play Linkin Park, man? I mean, come on. That's pretty good stuff there. Anyways, welcome back to Soldiers of Patriotism. The number here is 718-305-7176. That's 718-305-7176. And we're just kind of kicking around some stuff here as far as illegal immigration and, you know, just people being envious of other people for whatever they might have. It might be a job. It might be whatever, you know, the car. It might be something stupid. To me, it's kind of stupid. But I'm looking at and I'm thinking, you know, the illegals that come to this country, they're obviously envious of us because we have something that they don't have. You know, we have something that they don't have. They can't get in their own country. And they come here to get our work and to get our – and I understand that. You know, I'm not a total bitch conservative, okay? I mean, I don't hate people, but – I have to sit there and tell these people, look, why don't you go back to your own country, get rid of your own politicians, trade them in for somebody new, fix your own problems, and you can sit there and be just as mighty as we are in this country. This country is not, we didn't get to this point, except Detroit, okay? We'll put Detroit on a back burner for now because they obviously were killed by liberal. That's what killed Detroit. There's some other arguments in there too, but we'll put Detroit on the back burner for now. We did not get to this point in our short 260-plus years of being on this continent with our form of government without sacrifice, without loss, without giving up what we have, and without getting and taking, in some cases, what we need. And here there's people that just want that. They want to come in here because, see, they look at that. I understand that. That's perfectly natural. Somebody looks at our country and says, I want to be there. I want to be like that. But that's fine. Come in here legally. Assimilate. Pay your dues. It might take a while. It might take a while. But you'll be an American when you're done. You won't be an illegal. Anybody that's here illegally right now does not want to be here, except for making a dollar and getting what they can for free off our government, off the backs of you and me that still work. Because I know, by God, I still work. I know plenty of you do too. But that's why they're here. That's why they're here. Now, it used to be people would come into this country saying, I want to make a better life for me, my children, whatever. Maybe they didn't even think of themselves. They thought of their children more. That's honorable, but it doesn't happen that way anymore. People want to come here and see what's in it for me. What's in it for me? And then when they get here, they bitch about it. Well, I thought I was going to get this. Well, I thought I was going to get that. Now, I'm not just talking about Mexicans. I'm talking about regular people that are just here anyways, that were born here. There's people that are born here that I wish I could ship out of here. But we just can't. That boat would just be so big. It would be just a monumentous task to do. Anyways, the number here is 718-305-7176 on Soldiers of Patriotism. And it's Sunday, July 28th. By the way, it was my anniversary, 16th wedding anniversary, a couple days ago. And I'm 26, and I just want to say I love you, Tina. I think she's listening right now. But I've raised, six children. And maybe there's some that I don't know about, but I don't know. Nobody sued me about that yet. But anyways, if you'd like to call in, what's it for me? Yeah, what's in it for me? If you'd like to call in, I got a caller online here, 325 area code. Hello? 325.
I was actually just listening. Thank you.
Is this Michael?
I was actually just listening. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I did not know his name was just listening, but that's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm a good hubby. But another thing too, I mean, I guess if I sit here sometimes and I think that people walk around in a daze, maybe they walk around in some kind of state of confusion where they don't really know exactly where their country's going to. And I feel the same way. Like I said, I battle the GOP people all the time, you know, because I don't understand where their mindset is. Why are they colluding with the enemy? You know, you don't have to reach across the aisle to make a point. That should not be a prerequisite to gaining popularity or to getting elected. I mean, to me, you should. To me, I like people that are out there out for blood. They're out there ready to kick somebody's butt. That's the kind of people I like. I don't want somebody that's going to reach across the aisle like John McCain, and you know, because what you get back is a bloodied hand, a mangled hand. Your watch is missing. Your ring is gone. Your fingers are gone, and you didn't get nothing from it. You don't ever see liberals reaching across the aisle, do you? You never do. You never see a liberal reaching across the aisle. You never even hear them say that. They don't say that. They don't say, well, we want to reach across the aisle. No. It's the John McCain's of the world that want to reach across the aisle and betray the American people. It's the Lindsey Graham's, it's the Bob Corker's, and it's the Senator Lamar Alexander's in this world that want to do that. Because it's for political posturing, it's for gain, it's for political gain, it's for money, it's for power, it's for control. Because at the end of the day, look, the Republicans and the GOP knows that they're not going to get a freaking vote off a Hispanic, okay? It's not going to happen, not off an illegal. So why are they doing this? Control. Boils down to control. They want to be able to control you. You, me, everybody else. Because if they can control you, then the game's over, pretty much. Isn't it? I mean, if you look at things in history and so on that's going on, you've got people, there's different dynasties and different ages of history where the rulers of whatever it might have been, and might have been Rome or whatever, they just wanted control. They wanted the people to be peaceful and to follow in line to, you know, and the Nazis, you know, just follow in line. If not, we're going to kill you. And that's how they looked at it. And that's how different people look at it. In this country, it's a little bit different. We don't operate the same as other countries, although that might be changing at some time in the future. I don't know. But our forefathers had enough thought to put into our Constitution, into our framework, some kind of mindset where there was a control method, there was controls set in place. Right now, we've got a ruler. We've got a king. We basically got a king. That's walking around that could care less about anybody else except himself and except his party, except the unions, except the people that are behind him, the people that back him, the people that give him money. He could care less about you. He really couldn't. Because if that was the case, then the minimum wage law? Why wouldn't they make the minimum wage, say, $20, $30 an hour, $25 an hour, somewhere around there? Because they know that wouldn't fly. Look what's happening right now with Obamacare. You got employers cutting back people's salaries and hours back to less than 30. And rightly so. If I was an employer, I mean, I'd sit there and pay the $2,000 fine. And these people let this pass. These are the same people that we keep putting in office every year, every 2 years, every 4 years, depending on where you're at. The same freaking people. They keep coming back like the Energizer Bunny. There's other people out there. These people, even though they might not be in your state, they might be in another state. They deserve attention. They really do. Because what happens in another state can happen to your state. And if we get enough good people in there, in the House, in the Senate, we can affect change. We're not going to affect change with Paul Ryans. Sorry. We're not going to affect change with Marco Rubio's. We're not going to affect change with Lindsey Graham's and Senator John McCain's. That's not where change is going to come from. The change is going to come from you, the American people. You just have to understand that if you want it enough, you can get it. It's just not going to be easy. But nothing's ever easy. We'll be back in two.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it. Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Soldiers of Patriotism. My little break interludes here are not working as what I thought, but that's okay. Hey, everything works out in the end, right? You're listening to Soldiers of Patriotism, and the number here, calling number is 718-305-7176. We're part of conservativenationradio.org. If you want to hook up with us, just come on over and check us out. Our friendly local Republican spokesman, Duke Brooks, calls himself a Kublai Khan, and rightly so, since it's clear that anti-communism is in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy and Whitaker Chambers. Oh, my God. So what would you expect? Get your weekly doses of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and hangar flying. I don't know exactly what that is, but well, you can find out on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central on Conservative Nation Radio, where America always wins. And we're talking today on our show here, Subjects of Patriotism, a little bit about envy. I guess, if you guys want to hit on some of the other seven deadliest sins, as they call them, pride, jealousy, envy, slothness. I mean, we can hit on all of them. It don't matter. I'm going to go ahead and we're approaching it Sunday. Yes, it is Sunday, which means tomorrow we have to work. Like we didn't work today, right? But it's 4:17 p.m. Central Time, Sunday, July 28th. And also, if somebody's got a good recipe for, like, squash or something that I can – I'm going to have a ton of squash coming in at one time, okay? It's all going to come in. It's already come in, but it's going to come in really quick. So if somebody wants to tell me, like, how to put it up, I kind of know how to freeze it. I've been dehydrating it, but we'll talk about that too. I'm going to go ahead and open the lines back up to Casey Jones here, our young man that recently found conservatism. And hey, Casey, welcome back.
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good. So you got? Did you drop another link? Can you drop another link to the after the show?
Yeah, I'm sorry to Barbara and. Well, I don't know. I don't remember his name, but I'd like to apologize. I did not know that y'all were worried. I thought that it was okay with y'all for me to call it Soldiers of Conservatism after show. So I would like to apologize to them. So I'll post the link right now.
Okay, cool. Well, I wasn't really following it. I'm kind of busy with some other stuff I'm doing here too. But I'm just wondering, like. What do you do in school? I mean, how do you put up with some of your liberal friends at school? I mean, you don't sit there and cuss them out or nothing, right? You argue them with facts.
I mean, I remember I was so like diehard liberal. We had spent like hours on end fighting about my feelings when I was liberal. But there's only one teacher that I have any problem with, and I mean, I've given up. He will not, like, I tell him the absolute truth, but he does not, like, it's just like in one ear, out the other. I think that is what it is with most people.
Yeah, they're not programmed to receive. See, that's what I'm saying. They're tolerant of thought, but it's only if the thought agrees with them, you know? They're not tolerant of your thought. They're only tolerant of their thought.
Yep. I mean, it's just really irritating. I mean, I live in Texas, and I mean, I'm in a red state, and liberals are saying, oh, it's going to be a blue state. It's going to be a blue state. Well, if we continue on the course that we are, it will be a blue state. I mean, one of the things that I hear is that they're not they're killing the healthcare here in Texas. And I mean, if things don't change, I mean, I support Rick Perry, but I mean, he's not doing a very good job.
Well, let me ask you, you were talking about school. Do you have like a favorite teacher? Do you have a teacher that really stands behind what you do? And give a shout out to them. Give a shout out to them.
I have a teacher. He was my science teacher last year. His name is Mr. Stephen Hill. I give a shout out to you. You supported me 100% when I changed my views, and I thank you for that. I think that
good job.
Yeah, and I mean, And then there was another teacher that
he's a science teacher. Oh, go ahead.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
We always are, I guess, are so quick to point out the faults in other people that we don't agree with. I think it's good. I think it's good that we sit there and give kudos to the people that we do. You know, the people that are behind us, the people that support us. Whether they might really care about what we're doing is right or wrong, or whether they agree with us, but they're supportive. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
But you had another teacher you were going to mention.
Yeah, I have another teacher. His name's Coach Caldwell, and he's a die-hard Republican. He is, he's right of, I don't know, we even know what to say, but he's die-hard. He will take it to the grave. I shout out to him, because he talked some sense into me, I swear.
He talked some sense into you, as far as what?
Yeah, he was my social studies teacher, and half the time we'd have political battles whenever I was a Democrat. And he was, like I said, he was a complete Republican. And it's just, I support him 100%. I can see now why he was so up and at it about talking to me about it.
Now, when you get out of school, I mean, what do you plan to do as far as when you go to college?
I plan to go into ministry.
If you go to college. I mean, not just that you don't have to go to college. I mean, I went to some college, but.
I plan to go to college. I plan to become I plan to go into ministry.
Oh, good job, man. Good job.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how the pay is there, but, you know, I think at the end of the line, it's pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we just – I tell you what, and we'll bring some other people in here, but, I mean, I know that, you know, the rest of us are just so very happy with you that – and, you know, it's kind of a thing that the longer that we're on here and you keep calling in and so on, that we can grow together and maybe, you know, learn from each other, you know. But I'd like to bring Kurt in, because I know Kurt and Ron both – they're a couple of – old cantankerous people, and but I know that they love that kind of spirit. And Kurt, you're online, and Ron, you're up on deck here, buddy. Kurt, you there?
Cantankerous, you say?
Oh, did I say that? That must have been my Gemini twin, man.
It must have been. Yeah, that's okay. I can live with cantankerous, okay? I get cantankerous frequently about, lots of different things. Anyway, you'll have to forgive me being,
we were talking to Casey.
Come back to it.
Yeah, we were talking to Casey here, this young man, and you know, just about, you know, just keep on, man. Just, you know, any kind of words of encouragement you can give to him, I reckon would be fit.
I heard him say that he was thinking about going into the ministry, and I'm gonna say something to you, Casey, that might sound weird at first, but if you'll think about it, it'll make sense to you. A gentleman who I knew a long time ago, who was a retired minister, told this story in a Sunday school class one morning, that a young man came to him and he said. He asked him, you know, he said, I've been thinking about going into the ministry. What advice do you have for me on it? And the old preacher told him, he said, if you can keep from it, don't do it. Now, I know, I told you that's going to sound weird to you, but let me explain that. What he meant was, going into the ministry is a calling from God. And if God wants you in the ministry, unless you just completely rebel, he will put you there. So if you try to resist, and your resistance proves futile, then you'll know that you're truly God called to be a minister. So file that little story and keep it in your thinking process and play it back to yourself from time to time, Casey.
Okay, I will definitely.
If you choose to do that, may God's richest blessings be on you, and know that for what it's worth, I'll say a prayer for you for divine guidance in what you do. God bless you, young man.
Thank you.
Back to you, Bing.
Thank you, Kurt. That was pretty I would say sweet, but I know you're cantankerous, so I would have to put hot sauce. But let's go to Ron real quick. We were talking, Ron, about envy and so on, and we got Casey here that just envies being a conservative, you know, I guess in a way.
Back to what you said about being cantankerous, you know, you put me into that group. You got to remember that you can be replaced.
It took a board meeting and when pigs fly and hell freezes over to get me out of there.
Well, Casey, good luck with that. But I'm kind of like Kurt on that. You know, you don't choose to go into the ministry. God chooses you for the ministry. And and it's a worthy thing if God chooses you for it. And it, you know, I just wait on God. You go on about your life, and God'll put His hand on you and push you toward that if that's what His plan is. And let me tell you something. I know some preachers that have no business being preachers because God didn't call them to be a preacher, and they live one miserable life that you can't imagine. I don't know how.
Amen, there, brother.
Well, if I can say something. I went to a Christian camp, and I told people, you know, I'm feeling like God's calling me to be a minister. And then we had a small group, and they asked me if I wanted to do, like, the lesson. I said, that would be great. And I blew people away. They told me that God's calling me to be a minister, and I completely feel like He is. I've talked to my pastor about it. I've talked to my my church family about it, and they say, if God's calling you to do it, and I feel that He is, go for it.
Well, Casey, let me ask you.
I'm trying to tell you not to. I'm just telling you to be careful. That's a real strong position to get into, and it can hurt you if you go in half-cocked.
I tell you what, Ron. I think about envy a little bit.
You know, I don't envy anything. I used to suffer a little bit of it, but you know, you got to school yourself, and you got to look around and see what you can afford to do and what they can afford to do. And I tell you what, a lot of these people that's driving those Escalades, like Scott was talking about earlier, they got some car payments that would scare you to death.
On top of that, they
want their big house, so they've got a huge house payment too. And you get into a situation where you've got to put out $4,000 or $5,000 a month in payments, then you know how close you are to ruin, and you can be ruined in a heartbeat. So I got no envy for people with lots of stuff.
No, stuff don't mean nothing to me. I tell you what, I envy people that have time that they can sit out there and just put their feet up on a grill or, you know, by the fire somewhere, you know, outside and just have a good old time. That's what I envy. I can't do that right now because I got mosquitoes out of my butt.
We can talk about mosquitoes.
Ron can attest to that.
Amen, brother.
But anyways, we'll get you back on here in a second here, Ron and Kurt.
All right.
Casey, I want to talk to Boyd here a second. He's calling all the way from Alaska.
Wow.
That's a long call there, man. But let's get him on the line real quick and see what he's got to say. Hi, Boyd. How you doing, brother?
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing,
man? You know, I don't have envy.
I'm doing. You don't have envy?
I don't have envy. I don't have envy, but I do drool a lot.
Oh, I don't think that's a sin, though. Well, it's a sin if you're going to drool on somebody else, I guess. But unless you're Justin Bieber, okay? If you're Justin Bieber, you can just sit there and just put a fan on you.
I don't quite understand what you said because I don't follow him.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Nothing worth watching. But yeah, we were just talking with Casey, man, just having a little time with him, man. I think it's fun. I like it. You know, I like the fact that we've got young people like him that are just so energetic and involved now, you know, in conservatism. Because conservatives can't win races, can they not, Boyd?
Oh, they can. They can win everything. If
conservatives, libertarians, that kind of thing.
Yeah. But, you know, what I wanted to talk to Casey about was, yeah, I happened to be one of them that was in the chat room when you put out your show. And, you know, nobody was mad that you did what you did. I think most of it is because, you know, you used the name, and you hadn't asked to use the name. And that is not, I mean, you really like this show, and I'm really glad you do. And in fact, I was proud when I saw what you did at first, but then, you know, it was like, did you get permission to use the Soldiers of Patriot name? And you hadn't. And if you're going to want to do things like this in life, especially as a fan or something like that, you know, you need to, you know, talk to the people that you're a fan of and make sure it's okay with them, you know, about using a name or whatever.
I didn't really think about that. So.
Yeah. So
yeah, and that's a life lesson. You know, that's one of them life lessons for you.
That's what I told Barbara. I told her it was a learning moment. You know.
Yeah, and
we have a learning opportunity.
Yeah,
but,
and
you know,
Casey's one of these is one of these kids that can really help us out here in getting the word out to the younger movement, I think. And so, you know, I think we're probably willing to bend the rules a little bit here and there, but yeah, the name is trademarked and so on. So we have to, you know, just be careful because we have to protect our own self and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so,
I understand.
I think Casey understands that. I think everybody understands that. I think, you know, it's just, it's one of those life moments.
No, what I'm about to suggest to Casey is that if you really like this and you like CNR and all the people here and you want to contribute, you know, you might talk to them about getting your own show. You know,
that's always a possibility. Yeah.
That could be an option.
Yeah, if that's the way you want to, if that's kind of like the way you want to go. But
we might be older people, but we're not, we're not that hard to talk to. You know, we've all had kids. We've all, you know, raised grandkids. You know, I've got a grandchild living with me right now. You know, we've all been through this. So, you know, we're not that unapproachable. You know, just all you have to do is just, you know, pick a phone or give us a shout. Or drop us an email or PM or something like that, and we'll look at it. You know.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to say, is not to discourage him or have him. Hang on, I'm going to mute.
This Another mugger bites the dust over in Alaska. Where?
I think we need to move on.
You're not in. Oops, sorry. You know, it wasn't that you were in trouble or anything, or that we were upset with you. It was, you know, the process you went through. And I'll move on and say, Casey, welcome to the family.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome home. Did the dog like eat anything important? I'm just wondering, man. Is your leg still in his foot, or is mouth still in your leg, or whatever?
No, just the neighbors walking down the street with their dog, and they had to have their say about it.
Yeah.
So we got two less neighbors in the neighborhood now? Is that what you're saying?
No, that was just a conversation between the dogs.
It's funny how dogs talk to each other.
Yeah. Yeah, and now that the neighbors have moved on and on down the street, they're both laying down quietly on the deck again. You know, like nothing ever happened.
That's Alaska for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's Alaska. Hey, did you see that guy up there? I think it was down in Florida, actually. I think it stuck his head in the alligator's mouth. And the alligator bit him. What the heck is up with that? I mean, why do people do stuff, stupid crap like that? I don't get it. I've never got it.
Because they haven't had their learning lesson at a young age.
I guess they want to be on a video real bad or something. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, well, that's...
You know, everybody needs their 15 minutes of fame, right? Some people only get about 2 minutes, though, and that's the whole thing with that.
Speaking of that, I just received a birthday card from my mother-in-law, and she told me to have a good, happy birthday party, but that to remember that what I did at my party tomorrow could be on my on YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or that would come to that effect.
But is she going to show up or something or what?
Oh, no. Well, she's in Texas. I'm in Alaska. We have a comfortable relationship.
Uh-huh. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. And you guys hold tight. We'll get you all on here for a roundtable. We got Casey, Kurt, Brown, Scott, Boyd. I think somebody else calling in. But ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps you protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service. 24/7, 365 days a year, excluding leap year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. And now, Conservative Nation Radio is proud to announce that when you join LifeLock, you get the first 30 days free and 10% off the regular price from then on. Only through conservativenationradio.org. So to get this deal, to protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org, click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationradio.org, and click on the LifeLock banner. And you'll be glad you did.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
It feels like you're frozen. Petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. the bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict. The war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to stand for America now.
This is the sound of...
I salute you, Duke. You're listening to Soldiers of Patriotism. This is Uncle Bing, and it's the number here is 718-305-7176. That's 718-305-7176. We're talking about envy. We're talking about illegal aliens, I guess you might want to call them. Every time I hear that word, I keep thinking about people with, like, two things sticking out of the top of their head or something like that. I just don't like that whole term, that jargon. But I'm going to bring Scott Whiting in here again. He's been waiting for a while. And Scott, you there? Or you cooking coffee again?
Well, I'm here.
You're not cooking coffee?
No, I'm still sipping on the last cup.
Okay. What do you think about Casey Jones? Oh, I wanted to ask Casey about his teacher there. What actually, I guess where he came from, or, you know, whatever, as far as his liberal roots. But yeah, what do you think about that young man? I mean, he's got a bright future there.
Oh,
in my estimation.
Well, you know, I'm trying to encourage him as much as I can.
Well, you being his mentor.
Well, I seem to have adopted that role a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a good role to have, man, because, you know, it's people like that. I say kids, I don't mean kids, you know what I'm saying? They're younger than me, so they got to be kids, you know? But
oh, I get that from more senior conservatives.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, yeah. So he's like, what, a freshman? would you consider?
I think that's about right.
Well, hopefully, you know, with your tutoring and so on, and, you know, if he wants to go into ministry, that's cool. You know, that's totally cool with me. I just, like you know, Kurt said earlier, too, and Ron, too, that's a calling, you know, and that is something that you're called to do. I think also that in life you're called to do things, you know, just normal life.
Oh, I completely agree. That's why I've done all the preparing to respond to a storm hit as I have done. I just felt called to do it.
Now what actually motivates you to do that?
One, I've always had a bit of a volunteer streak. I mean, years ago, I used to actually be part of the Red Cross in the Chicago area. And so, you know, I've always had that kind of helping nature.
Well, that's got to be enough right there. To be part of the Red Cross.
Go on.
No, I'm done. I'm just like, whoa, that's got to be rough.
It had its times. It had its moments. Sometimes it was a little bit rougher than others. But things have changed a lot since then. Now they give out debit cards and stuff. But back when we used to write dispersing orders, if you didn't like paperwork, it was not for you. But it was seeing what happened in Tuscaloosa that got me motivated to prepare to help with storm hits in my area. Because I wanted to go, but I realized from my past Red Cross experience that just showing up with two hands, hi, I'm here to help and I've got a good heart, doesn't entirely do all that much. There's tons of people that show up with that. I wanted to bring more capability to bear. I wanted to actually be able to show up and put some of these people who showed up with only two hands to a more productive use if possible. But one of the big factors is I wanted to bring needed capability because they're always overwhelmed, you know, in the area where it happened. And it doesn't matter if it's as simple as I bring one more EMT kit with me. You don't know who lost their kit when their home got wiped out or their truck got blown away or whatever, you know. And, you know, that's one reason why I actually have a backboard with a head restraint kit on it. You know, when you're trying to fish people out of a house and there's three of those for the entire county, two are across town, what do you do when you got to get somebody out of there where I'm at? Well, heck, grab the one out of my truck.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as long as you got it in there.
Right. You know, and I bought it to make sure I'd have it just for that purpose. It's just, you know, to me it wasn't a big expense, but it can make a huge difference in that moment.
Well, you know, everything can. I mean, I sit there when I got in my crash, man. I had a firefighter that happened to just be right behind me, and you're bleeding back a little bit, but I'm going to put you on mute real quick. But, yeah, he was a nice dude. He was right behind me. He was, you know, he seen the whole accident, and he says, you know, I just can't believe you made it out of that, you know. And I'm like, I can't either, you know. Not a scratch, not a bump, not a bruise, nothing. But he was there. He called it in. And obviously, from what I gather later, they had a lot of accidents in that area. A lot of them. They, you know, I talked to the tow truck drivers. That's the people you need to talk to, I guess, if you want to look for where the accidents are. And they were saying, well, yeah, we, you know, pulling up people left and right over here, you know. I'm like, well, then something needs to be done about that. There needs to be some kind of change. Something needs to be done with the road. Maybe it's pooling water, whatever. But, yeah, it's always good to be prepared. It always is. And you're listening to Soldiers of Patriotism, and the number here is 718-305-7176. And we've got people in chat, you know, talking stuff. We got And, you know, I don't want to get into chat too much because you guys on the radio don't see chat. But we've got a full board, man. So please call in. I've got a song I want to play. And I'll say it's Alice in Chains. Alice in Chains at the end of the show. And if somebody can identify what that song is, I'll give you something fun. It'll be fun. But we're going to go ahead and finish up the show. And we're going to go ahead and get everybody on the line here. I'm doing this on a new computer, so I'm not totally used to where everything is. And it's like Windows 8, so it's like, whoa, what is this, you know? Well, we got a 931 number, which I think is Tennessee, and I'm thinking it's Dave Vance. Is that correct?
Hey, Bing, how we doing?
How you doing, Dave?
Pretty good, pretty good. Hey, great show. Good guest, good discussion. Just wanted to call in and remind everybody tomorrow night from 6 to 8 Central on Inside Tennessee here on Conservative Nation Radio. I'll be your host, Dave Vance, and we're going to talk to, well, we've got a few different guests tomorrow night. We're going to have Eric Stamper, and we're going to talk about the Beat Lamar campaign and that whole process and some of the different groups that are working together on that. We're going to have Gary Lima from Middle Tennessee. He's been involved with scouting for years and years, and we're going to talk about how we got to the point to where these radical homosexuals were able to pretty much destroy the Boy Scouts, and he's going to talk about a new organization that's forming. And he's doing this from a grassroots perspective. He's not the head of any of the councils. He is an assistant scoutmaster and has been an actual scoutmaster and, like I say, involved for years. And so he's going to give us a insider's view on that, a grassroots perspective on that whole process. And last but not least, we're going to talk about Common Core. Well, that was last week. I'm going to try as often as possible to get somebody from the Beat Lamar group on, if not every week, at least every other week, to kind of give us an update and let everybody know how it's going. And then the last guest tomorrow, we're going to have Catherine Hudgens from the Tennesseans Against Common Core talking about, well, the problem of Common Core and what a lot of people don't know. And we have a surprise guest with that. I found out that Karen Bracken, who's also very involved with it, will be on the show as well. And there's a lot of things that people need to know about Common Core, a lot of misinformation out there. And we actually did a presentation the other night at one of our groups, and a teacher told us the problems with it and the people things that people need to know about that parents need to be aware of. And it's pretty much Communist Core. So tomorrow night, 6 to 8, Inside Tennessee on Conservative Nation Radio. And hope we have plenty of listeners tomorrow night. Hey, thanks again, Bing. And you take care, and I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Dave, I tell you what, I wish I could call in. I mean, I know we're not supposed to call in other radio shows, but I might call in and disguise my voice because I'd like to talk to Karen. Karen's cool.
Okay.
I like Karen.
Yeah,
but,
she's good. She's
yeah.
Real good.
Inside Tennessee tomorrow, and the time again?
6 to 8 Central, p.m.
Central, 6 to 8 Central, guys. Check it out. It's a great show, and what happens in Tennessee influences what happens in your neighborhood. You don't think so? Just, you know, look at some of the bills. Just look at the Obamacare bill. You know, just look at that. Thank you, Dave.
Hey, thanks, Ben.
Good
take
night,
care.
Sir.
Good night.
But, yeah, I mean, Just look at all these bills out there. There's all these bills out there. These all stem from different states that want their own little piece of the pie. And we have to get back to our piece of the pie. I'm going to go ahead and open up the whole board here. We've got Casey, Kurt, Ron, Scott. I don't know who's feeding back, Boyd. There we go. We got everybody on board pretty much. Parting remarks before I play my song that I want to play that nobody has guessed what I'm going to play yet. Casey, you're on deck, buddy.
Join me. Please come to our round table that I'm going to be doing. It's starting in about 5 minutes. I'll post the link once again in the chat, so we hope to see y'all.
All right, thanks, Casey. It's Blog Talk Radio, Casey Jones, 2013. I mean, Yeah, I guess you can find him if you go to our show page somewhere. You'll find him. Let's go down the line here. Thank you, Casey. Kurt, you're next.
Okay, Bing. You know, I'm going to make this short and sweet. People, find a way to get actively, physically, personally involved in your local politics. Some wise man once said, all politics is local. This is true. Get involved at home where you can do something. Yes, we have to keep an eye on the national scene. This is true. I can't go to Washington, D.C. I can't really affect anything that's going to happen in Washington, D.C., not directly. What was that?
Boy's barking dog? I don't know.
It's coughing up a lung.
Anyway, get involved. Get involved in your local politics, folks. That's how we're going to have a positive effect on this situation. Back to you, Bing.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Kurt. I don't mean to laugh about that, but it was kind of funny. I just heard that dog earlier.
I thought it was the moose at first. I didn't know.
it's a barking moose. There we go. Thank you, Kurt. Ron, you're on deck here. Go ahead. Final words.
This has been a good show. Let somebody else talk. You've learned too much from me today. Y'all come to Chattanooga, though. Tuesday,
yeah,
12 o'clock.
You can't take her in this whole thing. I see. I muted you. You can't get the last word in. Let's go to the board real quick. Boyd, last word. Unless you're chasing
yeah.
the moose out.
Hey, I want to invite everybody over to Casey's round table. I think I'm going to show up, and we'll see what the young man has to say. He sounds like he's ready to come out and play with the big boys.
Well, that's great, man. I love to hear that. And nobody guessed my song, man. Nobody guessed my song that I'm going to play. I can't believe that. But that's okay. I'll play it anyway. You're listening to Soldiers of Patriotism and conservativenationradio.org. Please check us out. Please spread it around. Please share it. And I'm going to play an outro of some Alice in Chains.
Terry's on the wall.